702. Travel. This travel feature for today is brought to you by Lyft, now offering daily flights between Cape Town, Johannesburg, and Durban. Lyft, an elevated flying experience. And for today, the conversation we'll be having on our travel feature is around the South African holiday spots that feel like they're overseas. So it's a true getaway, but you don't need a passport and you don't have to spend as much of the monies that you're going to. The guest for today is Lynette Machiru's customer experience team leader at Flight Center Travel Group South Africa. But while we, before we get to start chatting to Lynette, I want to find out from all of you. Send us a WhatsApp, send us a voice note, or give us a call on 011-883-0702 in the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702. Let us know which are those places you have traveled to in South Africa where you really do feel like, yo, I'm in another country. And Cape Town might be the most obvious one where people say it feels like you are in Europe. But let us know on the WhatsApp line. Joining us for this conversation, Lynette Machiri, Customer Experience Team Leader at Flight Center Travel Group South Africa. Lynette, thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing?
Hi, Rilebogile. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me this afternoon.
I'm very excited that I don't need to get my passport out, even though it needs some stamps, Lynette. We'll offline.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know, you know, with a lot of barriers, I think that South African travelers are facing at this time, it's great to know that you have what we call dupe destinations that you can travel to in South Africa.
All right, so let's get started with, you know, for you, when you say places that feel like they're overseas, are these South African spots that mimic places that are quite known around the world?
Oh, yes, certainly. So we do have a list that we curated that of places that we definitely think mimic places overseas, and this is due to many, many things. So you can think of geographical landscape, you know, what the place looks like, what it feels like, the weather or the architecture of the buildings, that takes you to a place overseas.
So what makes these destinations stand out in terms of just providing that international vibe? Because what I love about South Africa, I remember there was an advert. I can't remember if it was a Brand SA advert or a Proudly South African advert, but it showed all these places and initially like, oh, is that New York? Oh, no, that's South Africa. Oh, is that France? Oh, no, that's Stellenbosch.
That's South Africa.
Yes.
And I know you mentioned Cape Town. So certainly, I think when you think you could swap California for the Karoo.
Yes.
If you go and you check out even the pictures on Google and everything, it gives you that vibe.
Yes.
But also there are safaris that you can still do in the Karoo. You know, obviously you're not going to match the national park that you find in California, but you can still do other activities that make you, you know, feel like you are in California. And then you can also think of places like Midlands Meander. We've got that on our list. It looks and feels like the Cotswolds in England. So, you know, you've got, if you're a foodie, it's a great place to visit as well, you know. While you might not get exactly that exact same experience, but certainly the vibe, it gives you, you know, that you're in an international destination and you forget that you're in South Africa.
Can you mention one or two that are not that popular? Because, you know, everybody knows Stellenbosch will give you that feeling. It's quite an easy destination. You say Stellenbosch and people go. Where are the more hidden places that people might be surprised about?
Hogsback in the Eastern Cape. So for avid Lord of the Rings fans, you know, there are tours in New Zealand where you can actually go and you visit the places where they shot the film. But the landscape, the terrain in itself, it mimics that place. And it's got very, you know, off the beaten track, you've got inns in that area where you can actually go and experience that environment. You certainly wouldn't think that that's in South Africa. That's another place. And I mean, bringing it closer to like a more urban area in Johannesburg, You've got the Voco Hotel in Rosebank. It gives you New York vibes. And yes, also just the location, you know, in Rosebank. You've got art galleries. You know, the nightlife there is very vibey. It's alive. And I think a lot of the times you take that for granted and you think, you know, you never think of it until you someone mentions it. And you're like, oh, okay. This certainly does feel like an overseas destination.
On the WhatsApp line, there's a message that's come through that says Little Paris in Hardy's definitely feels like an overseas destination.
Absolutely. 100%. Very popular with guests. And I think another one that you might not have thought about is the eastern highlands of Zimbabwe. If you think, if you know, Mpumalanga, it gives you exactly the same vibe. Bringing it closer to like a regional destination. Yeah, there's plenty of places in South Africa that certainly you wouldn't have thought mimic international destinations.
And of course, if anybody wants to look at package options, they can head over to the Flight Center website and see what has been put together and curated for them to get a feel like they've gone abroad without spending in euros or dollars.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, they can call us even on 087-740-5000 and speak to any one of our travel experts or walk into any one of our stores across the country.
Oh, Lynette, thank you so much for chatting to us. I will always reiterate, having traveled to many different countries, we really have the most beautiful country in the world. Yes, the news make it feel like we have a million and one problems, but trust when I say we have the most beautiful country in the world.